Good evening. Good evening. Good evening and praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith, again meeting with you that have tuned in tonight. I am again excited to be amongst friends and to be in the land of the living and to be used by God to share with what he has placed on my heart today, to share with those who are listening tonight. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we are going to just rejoice tonight and just be glad in it. For this day, this time, this hour is just not by chance, but it has been a time that God has appointed me to speak to you tonight concerning a beautiful topic that has touched so many people in their life, in their walk, over the years, over the past years, and just as we move forward in our journey tonight. I want to thank you again for tuning in tonight, for listening to Mission from the Heart Talk Radio and on kaskmedia.com. We are going to be resting and experiencing God tonight as we look at a few scriptures concerning the topic. Now, for those who are listening tonight, who I have asked to join me, if you could just cue in tonight, if you will, and put your phones on mute. And for those of you who are listening, just sit back, get your Bibles, get your notepad, pencil, pen, and be ready to make some notes tonight. Take notes and just allow God to resonate in your heart and be attentive to him speaking to you and ready to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for those of you who do not know the Lord personally and intimately, we're going to have a moment set aside to pray and allow you to come into the family of God and be is one of his children, and I do not want to close or ever close this program without allowing that tender and beautiful moment to take place. So, again, you are listening to Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. Our topic tonight is going to be loving past the unlovable. Again, the topic tonight is loving past the unlovable. And that is a wow moment. I tell you, trying to love some of these situations or some personalities can be a little challenging for us from time to time because loving past the unlovable can just be very challenging. And I just want to break some scriptures down just to kind of expose the kind of love that God wants us to have and just expound on that and then explain that in a fashion that will help us to better walk in Jesus Christ and learn to love past the unlovable. So I want to see if Shirley has cued in tonight. Shirley, I'm expecting you to cue in. If you're there, if you could just unmute your phone and make yourself known at this time. And one other sister in Christ, Deborah, if you're listening at this moment, if you could unmute your phone and just chime in and just let me know you're there. So, again, this is Carnita Smith, and we're going to be looking at loving past the unlovable. I know this is a beautiful topic tonight. So many have let me know that this topic is a topic that needs to be discussed, that needs to be exposed, it needs to be explained, it needs to be expounded on. And with the help of other brothers and sisters who are listening, I would love for you to be ready to help me mission this particular topic tonight for someone out there who's struggling with a unlovable. They could be the unlovable, but we want to break this topic down tonight. So those that I've made mention, Shirley and Deborah, just cue in and let me know you're there. And just speak up at any time. So tonight we're going to look at a couple of scriptures that the Holy Spirit just allowed me to has revealed to me tonight. And I want to help others come to understand how the Lord wants us to love in the way that He wants us to love. And one, a couple of scriptures that I want to look at is 1 Peter 4, verse 8. So if you could just make note of those scriptures, I will open up the lines for a moment of share. I'm going to do something a little different than I normally do, and I'm going to open the lines up for you to share tonight a testimony that goes right along with this topic and the scriptures that you may have memorized or that have gotten you through moments of loving past the unlovable. Let's look at the word love in the topic tonight. We're going to look at love, and we're going to look at unlovable, the unlovable. And I want to focus on love. Many of us understand or have heard the word love used in many different ways. We've seen love demonstrated in many different ways. And the Bible, the dictionary, has definitions of the word love. But I want to look at the word love from a biblical definition. And the biblical definition of love from the Bible dictionary explains love this way. It defines love this way. Love is not based on emotion or feeling. It is a decision to be committed to the will, to the well-being of others without any conditions or circumstances. Now, this is the definition of love from a biblical perspective. Love is not based on emotion or feeling. It is a decision to be committed to the well-being of others without any conditions or circumstances. Not looking for anything in return, basically. So this kind of love is opposite of what the world shows us and what the world demonstrates. But we're going to focus on what kind of love helps us love the unlovable. And that's what the title is about, loving past the unlovable. And so, again, there are some key words in this biblical definition, not based on emotion or feeling. That's a key point. And then the second key point is it is a decision that you and I have to make willingly for the well-being of others without anything in return. That is major. It is not based on emotions or feelings. It is a decision to be committed to the well-being of others without any conditions or circumstances. So, now, for those who have not heard of this Greek term called agape, this Greek word for love used often in the New Testament, agape, is the kind of love that God the Father shows us, that He gives us, that He demonstrates to us. The significance of agape, and just using the Greek term, agape is not that it is an unconditional love, but that it is primarily a love of the will rather than the emotion. Now remember, when we define the word love, it is not based on feelings or our emotions, because a lot of people say it doesn't feel right, or I don't like the way this feels. This is not love, or is this the way love is? It doesn't feel right. Well, it could be a love, but it's not the biblical type of love that God wants us to have. Again, it's not based on emotions or feelings. And it also says it is primarily a love of the will rather than the emotion. Now, let's look at that word will, W-I-L-L. Now, if you just think with me for a moment, and if you can either illustrate this in a simple diagram or picture this in your mind, and I'm going to explain it as simple as possible. The human body, remember the word will, W-I-L-L, the human body is made up of three parts. First part is the five senses, and we know what the five senses are, and for the benefit of those who don't, let me tell you what they are. Touch, taste, see, hear, and smell. Those are the outer parts of the human body. The second part of the human body is the soul. We've heard of that. We all have a soul. What is the soul made of? Diagram this out best that you can. The soul is the mind to think, the will to choose, and the emotions or feeling, our feeling. That's our soul. Now, if we go back to what I explained about agape, it says that it is primarily a love of the will rather than the emotion. So our mind to think, our will to choose to love someone past the unlovable, and the soul is also made up of our emotions or feelings, three parts. So we've got our five senses, touch, taste, see, hear, and smell. Then we have our soul is made up of three parts, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And then the body is made up of one other part called the human spirit, and that's a lowercase s, P-I-R-T, the human spirit. Now, the human spirit is what God breathed in to the nostrils, called the breath of life, in Adam. And that comes out of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. So God breathed the breath of life in us, called the human spirit. Those are the three parts that make up the body, our five senses, the three parts of the soul, the mind to think, the will to choose, and our emotions or feelings, and then we have a human spirit. And some have said it this way, the human spirit is the innermost part of our being. And so with that being said, this kind of love, that love past the unlovable, is a love of the will to choose to love past the unlovable. Just because the unlovable appears to be unlovable does not mean that we are to choose not to love them. God is telling us we choose with a willingness to love past the unlovable. And let me give you some scriptures that support what God has demonstrated for us. He says in, the scriptures tell us in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now that's John 3:16. Most of us are familiarized with that scripture, and for those who aren't, make it one of your scriptures that you memorize. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then John 15:9 says, Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. He's telling us to remain in his love. And these are some beautiful scriptures that solidify loving past the unlovable. And then the scripture that I want to also share is John 15, verse 12 through 14. And this is what it says. Jesus speaking again. Jesus said, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command. And that is with what Jesus has commanded us, to love each other as he has loved us. And we know that scripture, love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. So now this is just solidifying this type of love that is not based on emotions now. It's not based on emotions or feelings. It is a decision to be committed to the well-being of others without any conditions or any circumstances. A will to choose. And it doesn't come easy, but it's worth it. It is well worth it. When we choose to love our neighbor, love God first, and love others, past the unlovable moments, past the unlovable attitude, past the unlovable words, past the unlovable actions, we honor God out of obedience to his word. And not only that, for those who are Christ followers, when we love past the unlovable, we are yielding the Holy Spirit that lives within inside of us. So it is a total benefit to love in a manner that shows God coming out of you, that others can see the God in you. So I want to change up a little bit. I want to open the lines at this moment to have an opportunity for those who may be listening right now to share with me a story that demonstrates, or a situation in their life that demonstrated you loving past the unlovable. So if you don't mind, you don't have to say names, just showing and explaining or willing to share that moment where you literally had to love past the unlovable. Now, the word unlovable I'm using as a moment that demonstrates sin, that demonstrates something that just is not right concerning that situation, that person, or any type of disagreement. This kind of love, again, is a willingness to choose. And I have to keep expressing that because we're choosing. So, if you will, unmute your phone, and please don't be afraid to share at this opportunity, at this moment, because I don't want time to run out on the end, but I want to give this tender message, this tender time, an opportunity for others to just express and mission from the heart tonight, because there are people that are listening. So if you could speak up now, I would love to acknowledge you if you are on the line. Yes, who is this?
Shirley.
Good evening, Shirley. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Praise the Lord. Where are you? Are you in the city of Houston?
I'm in San Antonio.
Wow. So Shirley is calling in the program tonight from San Antonio, Texas, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Well, praise the Lord. I am so glad that you tuned in tonight to listen, and I knew you would. And I just wanted to know if you don't mind expressing a little moment or a moment when you had to literally demonstrate that you're going to show the kind of love that I expressed in the beginning of the program. You're going to show the kind of love that God wants you to show in spite of what you see or what you're being subjected to or what you're hearing. Go ahead, and if you don't mind. Now, if you do, then I will ask someone else. But you go right ahead.
Well, I went through a lot in my family life with my sisters, and I've been done wrong by them and my mom. And so I had to ask God to help me to forgive them for what they have done, but I still love them. I love them even though they did that to me.
Amen.
And I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why they did it, but they did it. But I still love them.
Mm. Now, and because you didn't understand, did you pray because you didn't understand? Did you pray and ask for forgiveness, or did you pray because you didn't understand why they were doing that? Help me better understand.
I had to ask God, get on my knees and pray and ask God to help me to understand what I'm going through. Why did you do this to me? I don't understand, because I used to always write love letters to my family all the time, no matter what they did to me. I used to clean the house and tip the bottom, everybody in the house, clean the whole house. I mean, I gave my house to my family, and all of a sudden everything just turned around the other way, but I still have to love them.
Amen.
Amen. Love.
So through that love, loving past the unlovable, and you know what the unlovable was, how has it made you or shaped or molded you as a child of God?
It molded me in a way that I've learned how to love everybody else in spite of who they are and what they have done in their past.
Mm.
And don't look down at them. But we have to learn how to love them because they're important to God. And God wants us to learn how to love the way He loves, the way He loves us. And one thing about it is God takes me to a way where I love everybody in spite of what they do. I don't condemn, I don't think about it, I just let whatever just go.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, and thank you for sharing, Shirley, because if you heard her, she said, in spite of what they've done, in spite of, and I believe that just speaks volume when we can love past that, in spite of what they've done, what they've said, or how they said it, or how they acted, I'm still going to forgive and love. Now, I just think that that shows God toward us. Do you agree, Shirley?
Yes, I agree.
Amen. And don't hang up, Shirley. Stay on the line. Is there anyone else who would not mind sharing a testimonial concerning this particular topic where you have had to demonstrate loving past the unlovable in your life or in your walk, or maybe help someone else come to that understanding of loving past the unlovable in someone else's life? If you would please share at this moment. Is there anyone else on the line who wouldn't mind speaking
hey,
up at that? Yes, who is this?
This is LaToya in Houston, Texas.
Well, praise the Lord. This is LaToya in Houston, Texas. Thank you for being a part of the program tonight, Mission from the Heart. Could you, if you don't mind, sharing or demonstrating or telling us, those that are listening across the World Wide Web tonight and those who are on the line just listening, if you're a moment that you had where you literally, truly had to love past the unlovable.
Yes. It was with a coworker of mine. I had so many, and how much of this particular one, because she had so many people younger than her and being her supervisor. And it seemed like every day when I came to work, it was her mission to just make me unhappy. It got to a point where she ended up having a stroke and infected her entire left side of her body. But it's the best so far that I love you, there's people there for you. I went to the hospital, her family, and helped her. And when she came, she healed, and for God be glory, she was absolutely fine. When she came back to work, she had to let me know that it makes her the best person to somebody that she gave me a hard time. She knew I was like, okay, I'm having to get rid of this lady. She knew the things she had done before she had got sick, that she came to me and apologized and said that she didn't think anybody would care, even at work, that much to come and visit her at the hospital and pray with her and come to her home and help her.
Wow. I tell you, now that, yes, you press past the unlovable and you allow God's love to show through you by doing with what God has called us to do, and that is to put motion to your love. You went
right
by and visited her. You sought to her need. And look how much love you gave in that manner, just that manner, and how it impacted her life, and she didn't even think. But because of because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, LaToya, it prompted you, the Holy Spirit prompted you to do acts of love or acts of kindness towards
uh-huh.
the unlovable.
Uh-huh.
Correct?
Right, right. Because as Christians, if you know, every Christian has a duty. And I know I'm a prayer warrior. So
amen.
If I let my emotions get the best of me, and I know there's somebody that needs prayer, I know somebody needs help, then I'm holding myself down. I'm holding myself to miss out a blessing that's coming my way because I'm not doing my job.
Amen. Now that speaks volume too. She said, and I appreciate you sharing this, LaToya, because if, again, when I define the word love, it says it's not based on emotions or feelings. So had LaToya operated out of her emotions, as a lot of us have heard, then it would block her blessings. It would hinder her. But
right.
she operated out of her will. And remember, the soul is made up of three parts, the mind to think, the will to choose, and LaToya chose to extend love in order to continue to receive that God has for her. And out of her obedience to extend love, blessings come in, and the flesh is denied because we chose to obey the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so how is this young lady now based from the way that you extended love to her?
Well, now she's more open to ask for help because her issue that she had at work that was causing her to have a bad day or something she didn't understand, now she's open to me that, okay, you're younger than me, but you are my supervisor. I know I need to help. Can you help me? And
wow.
We get along just great and just fine, just like a different person.
And look at that. Look how this has impacted a life. For those who are listening, now these are rich, rich nuggets that people are sharing and testifying to how they have had to love past the unlovable. And now this relationship that God has brought together in a good way because LaToya has made a choice to extend love. So, amen, and thank you for sharing, LaToya. I'm so grateful that you called in. And if there's anyone else, I want to take one more testimony, if I can. For those who are listening live with the host, if you could just mute your phone. And for those who are willing to want to share a testimony, please don't hesitate. Don't let this hour go by without you making an impact, just as LaToya has, just as Shirley has, to make an impact in someone's life that can come to an understanding on the type of love that we are supposed to extend. And it's a willingness to choose. So please speak up now, if you would, and share that moment. And if there's nobody, then we will carry on with the program. Is there anyone else who is willing to choose to share tonight? Please speak at this moment. Amen. So we're going to continue to go on. And for those, if time allows, I may open the lines back up again for those who would like to share, those who may have called in at the moment. So please continue to listen and continue to receive what God wants you to have tonight. Now, just as those two ladies have indicated, one was a family situation that became an unlovable moment in her life with Shirley, and the other was on the job with coworkers. Those are unlovable moments, unlovable situations. Now, I want to share a testimony that I had to love past an unlovable moment, and it just kind of popped up in my life, unexpected, and I just want to say that that moment came about when I was suddenly faced with a argumentative moment, and the argumentative moment escalated, and it caused me to react in the same way, and I had to think about that lovable moment, that unlovable moment that popped out. It just popped up, and it caught me off guard, and I found myself becoming unlovable as well. So I had to stop and think about my actions or my reaction to an unlovable moment. And so many times these unlovable moments can pop up in our relationships with our spouses. in our relationships with our children, and not only on the job and not only in our immediate families, but with friends, homeboys, girlfriends, and so in so many ways. And then we find ourselves in a situation to where we're acting like they are or even talking the way they are. And when I say talking, I'm saying cursing and you kick my cat, I'm going to kick your dog, getting revenge, just moments when we can pray, P-R-E-Y, pray on moments to trip them up. And I tell you, it is just a moment when I found myself having to come back and recollect. And even I can get discombobulated in my emotions. And I had to regroup, rethink, and stop and say, wait a minute. I need to show love instead of becoming the unlovable. And when I realized that, I stopped. I prayed. I repented. And I became a vessel that I wanted God to use to show himself to that unlovable moment. And so it really taught me a lot concerning this topic tonight. And I know so many of you out there who are listening have experienced this as a problem or as a situation that was not a good feeling. It affected your emotions. It affected some part of your life. It may have even caused you to hate someone, not be around that particular person, or not even want to get around that person. And I'm just being real because this is real life situation. So is there anyone else who may have a testimony? I just not want to go and forget or just move on before time gets away. And please don't hesitate to help someone else share, receive with what they need to hear. So for
Hello?
Those who are on the phone, yes, who is this?
This is Zamari.
Well, good evening, Zamari. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I thank you for calling in tonight and being a part of the program. And where are you? Are you in Houston, Texas? Where are you?
I am not in Houston, Texas. I am in Ohio.
Ohio. Yes. Well, praise the Lord. Go right ahead if you have a moment to.
Well,
No, go right
not
ahead.
Not necessarily me showing love to somebody else because I've done that. But I haven't quite mastered the skill to do it with such an unlovable person because I'll do it, but it's not so much, it's not as graceful. I need to work the area I definitely need to work in so that when I do it, because I might give you some backslash if you hurt me, and you know, because it's an unlovable situation. But there was this most recent situation. I was in the grocery store, and I was having my own personal problems, and the clerk, I was kind of being nasty to the clerk, and he showed me love. He was very patient, very respectful, very calm, and his spirit transcended on me where I calmed myself down so much to where I apologized to him. I told the supervisor how great of an employee he was, and, you know, and it just kind of made me think of how ugly it is to act that way. Because I help people a lot, but I don't necessarily do it the way it was done to me, and it's just such an awesome feeling when somebody loves you when you are acting ignorant. Because I can honestly say I was acting dumb to that day. So I just wanted to share that somebody else showed me, and you know, it only works when you you do it all the way, the correct way.
And I agree. I tell you, and that's a beautiful moment as well. For you to have had to be shown, and God used someone to show you yourself, and then how the fruit of the Spirit, you made mention of patience, you know, love coming from, right, the cashier or the clerk, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my phone on mute. I was muting it back and forth. But, yeah, he did. I was, you know, it, 9 times out of 10 when people are being nasty to you, it's not even to you. I was going through my own personal thing, and then it just wasn't working out smoothly at the cash register. And I kind of just took it out on that person. And that or their spirit, you know, they are really, you know, their spirit calmed me down and made me see, look at myself in the mirror, but they show love on me. And it's just, when you do show love on people and you do it the right way, you don't be nasty with them first and all that stuff, because it just makes it, that's the ministry right there. Because you can honestly
yeah.
say, oh, well, that person didn't, you know, do, because I help people all the time, but they can say, but she, you know, gave me, you know, what I, you know, a lashing before she did it, even though she did it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't even think it really counts if you do it that way.
No, and we made, and I made mention of that. I made mention of that when we defined the word and the agape significance of the word agape is not, you know, that it's an unconditional love, but it's a primary love that you willing to choose to do. And then, of course, the meaning was making a decision that you will help others without looking for anything back, without any conditions, without, you know, oh, I did this for you, so you need to do something for me later down the road. You follow? Zamari?
Yes. Yes.
So it is the type of love that you willingly choose, not based on your emotions or your feelings, because when we do that according to our emotions or feelings, then we're not really showing the kind of love that God wants us to show. Because most of us would say, oh, no, I'm not going to do anything, or based on feeling, when we operate out of our emotions. So this is a really big issue because so many of us fall in this area when we love past the unlovable, and like myself, I got caught up in the unlovable, became the unlovable, and I had to, just as Zamari had to, God had to show me myself so that I could turn this thing around and become the kind of love that he wants me to show or wants us to show to the unlovable. So that in itself is love from God. So thank you, Zamari, for sharing, and continue to listen to the program. And I appreciate you calling from Ohio, and Shirley calling from San Antonio, and, of course, LaToya right here in my home base, Houston, Texas. So I want to thank you for sharing those moments. We're going to move right along with the lesson and the topic tonight, and I want to bring this point out just as I define the word love. And, of course, in order for us to demonstrate this type of love, and when I say us, I'm speaking about those who are totally sold out for Jesus Christ, who have made a confession of faith that Jesus is their way, that Jesus is their life, and that you have surrendered your heart and body life to Jesus Christ, and you want to live as a child of God. You want this kind of love. Then this is the kind of love that Christians or Christ followers are commanded by God to show. And when we deny our flesh and willingly choose to love past the unlovable, then as others have testified tonight, you see the blessing that comes from that. One woman said that she prayed for her family for forgiveness and that she loved them anyway. One has said that a coworker treated her wrongfully and she visited her in the sick room in the hospital. And God used that and turned that thing around. And then one just said that she wasn't acting as lovable as she should have been, but God allowed another person to show love. And it has blessed all three of them, as well as myself. So let's look at how the Holy Spirit prompts us to love past the unlovable. Let's look at a verse in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And I want to bring this verse to light. It reads this way. For those who are taking notes, and I pray that so many of you that are listening tonight are, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And it says this. Above all, love each other deeply. And this is in the NIV translation for those who love to use different translations, such as myself. Love, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Now, I like to use that word sins in my topic, loving past the unlovable. And just using that as to illustrate the unlovable can be sin. And 1 Peter 4, verse 8 explains, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And this kind of love cannot be emotionally driven. It has to be a will to choose. Just as you have willingly chose to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this same type of will to choose, which is a part of our soul, you thought about it, you chose to give your life to Christ. It's the same plan. I thought about this unlovable situation or person, and I'm choosing to love them past the unlovable. It's not easy, but when you have Jesus Christ in your heart, filled with the Holy Spirit, you can do this. It doesn't become as hard. It becomes easier and easier. And then the benefits of doing this are in an abundance. Blessings come as we obey the will of God and yield the Holy Spirit. So, Shirley, are you still on the line? Okay. Shirley, if you will unmute your phone, I would appreciate that. And this is Shirley in San Antonio. And anybody else that would like to just kind of make a comment at this moment, please do so and just unmute your phone and just let me know, chime in, let me know you're there so that I can acknowledge you. And I appreciate that so much. And again, we read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Love covers a multitude of sins. We heard that about the testimony on how our children or our spouses or a coworker or even the someone in the family can make you mad, or you see the situation is not a lovable situation, and you allow the love inside you to cover that sin by acts of kindness, loving words, prayers for them, letting them know that you prayed for them, whether they receive it or reject it. And this is Gail. Oh, good evening. How are you, Gail? I am so happy to have you have called in tonight, and you are calling from?
Sherman, Texas.
Woo, well, great. I'm just getting them from all across the United States tonight.
Yeah. This is awesome. I wanted to share a little testimony with you of some things that, a situation that happened a couple of years ago. And, of course, you know, I ended up writing about it. But I was just leading a Bible study at my church, and it was the first night of the study, and I had told the ladies that I was going to dress very casual from week to week, or just different. You know, I was going to wear shorts sometimes. I was just going to be casual, or I might be dressed up and coming to work, because I had people from all different walks of life attending the Bible study, and I want them to feel comfortable. If I'm wearing jeans and they all they have is jeans, I want them to be comfortable coming to the study. But one of the women there just really did not feel that that was appropriate. She felt that I should dress to the party tweak. I went to the pastor and I talked to him, and I'd asked him before, and I had his permission, and he said that that was fine. He agreed with what I was doing because he wanted people to feel comfortable to come. So I really had to deal with this my own way and forgive her for her anger towards me. And, of course, God gave me a rhyme that I wanted to share with you tonight, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
It's called I Am Not Like You. And it says, I am not like you in the clothes that I wear. Can you look into my heart if only you dare? I am not like you in the color of my skin. But will your Jesus-loving church still let me in? I am not like you, but this style is just my taste. But I can see in your eyes, you think my life is a waste. I am not like you with the rowdy company that I keep. I don't know the Bible, so what I have sown, I will reap. I am not like you who have spent every Sunday on a pew. But to know your Jesus, do I have to look and act like you? Tell me, to be a part of your church, what clothes should I buy? If I can't afford those on my income, let me know what I should try. I am not like you, but I need someone who will share. I am lost, lonely, and hurting. I need someone to care. I need to find a church with people who will let me be me and love me like Jesus, because that is what I want to see.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen. For those who are on the line listening, let her know that you agree.
I agree.
Amen. That is,
thank you.
That is just so wonderfully placed, pinned on paper. I tell you, that really was a love right there. I am not like you. And I tell you, and this is this, and it's so interesting, Gail, because this was a church member or a Christ follower, and sometimes our own brothers and sisters in Christ can treat each other unlovable.
That's right.
And yeah, and I mean, and the way you did that and the way you carried out order by going to your pastor to make sure that it was okay with him, and then you having a heart of love for those that may be coming that are not like you, and you want to make them feel comfortable. That is love. That is so love.
Well, thank
wow.
you. I just felt like, you know, Jesus loves us all, and we are all so different. But we have to look past our differences and look inside and see the heart.
Amen. Amen. And that's the scripture there, and how beautifully put on the scripture where he looks at the heart of a person. And I just believe when he asked Peter three times, do you love me? We know that Jesus saw the heart of Peter when he asked him three times, do you love me? And three times he told him to feed my sheep, feed my lamb. And Peter, we know the story for those of you who do Bible reading, and for the benefit of those who don't, dig in and just allow the scriptures to breathe on you and reveal to you these beautiful nuggets that fall fresh upon your heart and mind. And God will open your eyes to so much of his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, his goodness, his faithfulness, and even his gentleness and his self-control.
And we call those the fruit of the Spirit. And that is God there. And this is with what you possess when you become a child of God, and He grows those fruit in you, and they come out you, just as Gail and so many of the others that have called in tonight. So please do not allow this day to pass without you giving your life to Christ and confessing that you are a sinner and knowing that Jesus died on that cross for you. He bled for you. His blood covered our sins. And He wants you to know that He loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. But He so wants us to love Him back. And today is the day that He has made for you to do that today. So I just encourage you who are listening tonight on the phone and on the World Wide Web across the world, please surrender that unlovable thing that you live with and surrender it to Him. Ask Him for forgiveness. Forgive those who hurt you. And just allow the love of God to just pour out of you. Because as you've heard tonight through Shirley in San Antonio, Latoya in Houston, Texas, Zamari in Ohio, and Gail, you have heard that this works. And so I thank you for listening tonight. Dr. Hunter, are you on the line?
I am.
Is there any comments that you might want to share with us tonight concerning this topic, loving past the unlovable?
Well, I want to tell you, may I go back
yes.
years to bring it up to par?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I am the oldest son. I have is 14 and out my that my mother had. I had seven straight sisters. And as we grew up, I'd always remember my sister would always go and tell my mother I did this, I did this, I did that, until I began to dislike them. I promised myself that one day I was going to get even with them. I loved them, but I had a mean spirit. So what I did, I'm a country boy. I found out back then, I was about 16, 17 years old. I went and bought some wine, a gallon of wine. I drunk and left it. I watched my sister drink the wine. And so the next time I said, I'll get even with them, I went and poured I took the wine, put it back on there, watched them get drunk. And my mother was asking, what happened to your sisters? I don't know, Mama. Mama said, I'm going to beat you crazy.
She said,
I'm going to
beat you crazy.
Mama said, I'm going to beat you crazy. I said, Mama. I said, I ain't. And so, but all of a sudden, the devil was still nudging me. My sister and I, we passed 50 years old. We still talk about it today. I went to Mama. I said, Mama, I said, I'm going to let you whip me because I know you're going to beat me crazy because I'm the one who did it. Sometimes when you're in a love, unlovable position, you got to forgive. You got to forgive. And all of my love, seven straight sisters, my oldest sister, Arlene, Betty Ruth, Passan, Glendora, all those were straight sisters, no brother. So you can imagine what I was dealing with. So finally, a brother came along. But I say this because what I say to the whole mass of people that was on the line, some have dropped off. Tonight, I've listened to y'all from across the nation, and you have moved my spirit to become, to love and lovable. And I find today, as a Christian, I have to walk according to the word of God. He asked Peter Hunter, lovest thou me? I said, yeah, Lord. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? Yes. And the third time, I'm being transparent. I said, yeah, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Sometimes God wants us to just surrender to his complete will, most of the time, all the time, so that he can get to, God can move through you. And I like the way you talk about agape. I like the way you talk about that. I like the way you talk about the three parts. I said, this sister has a soul. Oh, I said, listen to her teaching. That's what God wants us to start doing, teaching more. And all I can say is this is a great program tonight.
Amen.
I'm behind the scene, but I'm listening. I'm behind the scene, but I'm listening. I want to say to those, the blessings of Abraham through Jesus Christ be upon all of you like never before. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Hunter, for sharing with us tonight. That is such a blessing for you to have been transparent and testify concerning allowing God's love, his will, to just come through us, and this is what he wants. He loves, you know, his love by his will is his nature, to love.
Amen.
So this is what he wants us to do, and the more we practice this, anything you practice, you get better. And when you practice this and allow these unlovable moments to be a moment of a learning curve for us, then we get better at it, and we get better at it. Then it becomes a way of life, and it doesn't become so challenging for us. And we find it easy to express those unlovable moments, make us mad or tick us off or cause us to not want to do anything that we know we should. And I heard it from a pastor friend of mine. He said, if someone crosses you, make them a cake. And what does that mean? Do a act of kindness. Make them a cake. And if it's not a cake, go see them in the hospital. Pray for them and let them know you prayed for them. And you may not get a favorable response, but God does the rest. You just do with what he has asked you to do by way of the Holy Spirit. Now, this brings us to a moment of prayer. And I do not like to close this program without praying for those who want to come to know him. And now is the day. So those who are on the line, be in prayer with me, and we're going to open up the lines for prayer. So brothers and sisters who are on the line listening, please don't let this moment pass you by. Being a part of the body of Christ, praying and ushering in those who are contemplating giving their life to Christ, and we know what the enemy does. He is trying to play tug of war with those that are praying and interceding for the lost, who are showing them the way to the door, which is Jesus Christ, and he's on the other end of their mind saying, no, do not walk through that door. So we want to be in prayer, touching and agreeing that they want to learn to love past the unlovable. So I would love for you to open your lines up to be with the host tonight. Unmute your phone if you are willing now. Not with your emotions, not operating in fear. This is a time to mission. And if you call yourself a child of God, if you call yourself a Christ follower, now is the time. Today is the day that you obey and yield the Holy Spirit and be in prayer with me for those who are listening tonight, that you would want to be a part of this call, this mission, and that you would want God to say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Even just pray. praying for others is a job well done. So please unmute your phones, and we're going to have moments of power in prayer and interceding for those. So for those of you who are listening, please humble your hearts. Allow your minds to be in tune to Jesus Christ and receive the gift of life, eternal life, by repeating after me and praying this prayer of salvation. And be sincere, because I can't see your heart, but God knows your heart. So be real with him and allow this to be a new beginning for you in your life and become a new believer in Christ Jesus. Repeat after me. Father God, you are my God. I accept you as my God, the one true God. Lord, I believe by faith that you are God. I believe by faith that Jesus is the Savior. Lord, forgive me for all that I have done that did not line up with your word. Forgive me for the words that I've said that harmed or hurt somebody. Lord, forgive me for the thoughts that were impure, that weren't clean, that were dirty. Lord, I cannot save myself. Lord, I surrender my life to you with outstretched hands. Lord, please come into my life, come into my heart, and set up residence in me right now. I receive you as my Savior. I confess right now, Lord, that I am a sinner, and I need you. I love you with all of my heart, my soul, and my mind and strength. Lord, take control of my life. As I fall on my knees and surrender to you, Lord, I need thee. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've prayed that simple prayer, accept Jesus in your heart. Welcome to the family and the body of Christ.
Amen.
And now, as you go to your day, go through your day, get into a Bible teaching church if you're not already, and tell somebody about this new life that has taken residence in you. And do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and go by faith, teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the day that God has made for you to become a child of God. Rejoice and be glad in it. This has been Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I just want to thank everyone who has called in tonight. And we are going to pray out tonight. So for those who call themselves prayer warriors, now is the time to allow your a spiritual gift of yours to go forth for us to intercede for others that may be listening who are sick, others who are unsure, others who may be trying to commit suicide, for those that are in government, and so many things that we can pray about. So the lines are open, and let's just stop, drop, and pray right now and allow the word of God and the worship of God to go up and out, that ears will hear his small, still voice calling and tugging on their hearts. So those that are on the line, can you make yourself known, please? If you will. I heard some voices in the background. If you could unmute your phone, I would appreciate that. And if not, we're just going to start this prayer moment. We're going to pray for about 15 minutes over the program so that somebody will continue to give their hearts to Christ, that the word of God will go forth, that bodies would be healed, that minds will be healed, that hearts would be healed, relationships restored, this is a sick world right now, and we've seen so much on the news and so many things happening that we need to pray. And God said in his word, those who are called by my name, if they would just humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. So if you call yourself a child of God and you are humble-hearted, willing to pray, seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. So, Dr. Hunter, if you would kickstart this prayer moment.
My Father, it is in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that I come before you. I bow before you in the name that's above every name, and in that name of Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
I come before you tonight that his blood would cover me as I approach you, Holy Father. The petition that we have is what you've heard tonight in our hearts. We're believing for the brothers and sisters that don't know what we know. We pray that they will come to a place to be taught, to understand the movement of the Holy Spirit in their life. And tonight, Father, we just say thank you from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun to where we are right now. I want to thank you for Kanithia and all of those who backed her up 100%. And Father, we just say thank you. We bow our head before you because we know you hear us tonight. Somebody somewhere needs a touch. Somebody's body is sick. Somebody's mind is disturbed. Somebody's heart is aching. Somebody don't have a job. Somebody's hungry. But you said in your word, all things work together for those who love the Lord. And Father, we desire to get more to come to know Jesus as their Lord. Because in knowing Jesus, they will surely come to see the Holy Father. For you said in your word, Father, if they do not know the Son, they don't know the Father. But if they know the Son, they know the Father. And we have heard tonight on this radio program where your word has been extended to somebody across America. And then, Father, because I come because I understand, Father, what it means. In the time that I've lived, I've served this country. I pray for those who serve this country with the, what's going on right now. And we know it's an attack of the enemy. And we know it. We call him a liar. He, all he can do is come in and throw a rock. But he can never hit because the blood of Jesus keeps us. And then, Father, somebody's coming right now knowing that they need to be touched by Jesus. And I just breathe on them the fullness of God upon them. The fullness of God upon them. Somebody tonight needs a touch right now. Somebody's heart's crying out to be rumbled, as he said. We're not going to let the enemy hold you back because we love you, brother and sister. Somebody behind the prison right now is being released. Somebody across these seven continents, Father. We pray not only for America, but we pray for people in our homes and homes around the world. We pray for the different nations, but most of we pray for Israel. We thank you, Father, for you said, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep, but he that keeps a watch over it, we thank you for it. For we lift our eyes unto the hill from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, who made heaven and earth. And we said, thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. And I ask you tonight to stir up this program that Carnitia has, that there will be more coming on, asking, what must we do to be saved? I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for everything you have done, for everything you have done, and how you kept us, how you walk with us and show to this day. And Father, I say, my God, how great thou art. From the rising to the setting. Because I'm thankful that you left me in this land to do what you've called me to do. But I speak words, wisdom. It was God that touched and brought me where I am right now. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children, my son, my grandson. I thank you for both sides of the family, married and unmarried. I thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I pray right now that somebody will give their lives over Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else that may be on the line, just allow the Holy Spirit to use you to pray and intercede for others that may be listening. We've just got a few more minutes, so please do not allow this time to go by without you being a blessing to someone tonight. Father God, we just exalt you, we praise you, we glorify you. You are Abba, Father. You are the beginning and the end. Father God, we just exalt your holy name, and we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've already done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in our lives today. Father God, we receive you as our God, our mighty God, our strong God, for you are Jehovah Jireh. You've provided everything that we have this day, Father God, and we just say thank you to what you have done, what you are doing. Father God, even the good, the bad, and the ugly, Father God, we thank you for that because we know you can turn that around for our good. Father God, we thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for going before us, Father God. We thank you for what you've done already. We thank you for the healing that we have already in the name of Jesus because we know that you are our healing balm in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless you by the fruit of our lips. We bless you with a dance. Father God, we bless you with the hand clap of praise. We just give you all the honor and the glory and the worship this day, for this is the day that you have made, and you told us, Lord, to rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, I want to make sure that I do that for you. And dear Lord, we pray for those abroad, those that are just unsure about what they should be doing. Lord, I want to pray for the sinner, for the captive, for the prostitute that feels like she has to sell herself in order to gain something. Lord, turn her from that. Dear Lord, speak to her heart and allow the tugging of your word and your love for her to turn her from those wicked ways, Lord God. You said that you would heal our land, Lord, and we are just expecting mighty things from you right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that you are ready to bless, Father God. You continue to wake us up every morning. That in itself is a blessing. Somehow we forget just to be able to breathe, Father God, is a blessing every second of the day. And we just thank you for those things that we take for granted, Father God. Forgive us in our thoughts and our words and our deeds, dear Lord, that we can't even find the words to say. We've done so much, Lord, and we just know that you love us enough to forgive us, Father God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy on our lives. We're so undeserving, dear Lord, because we choose to do what is contrary to what the word says. Father God, straighten us up. Take us to the shed and just allow your love to just teach us the right way. Keep us on that straight and narrow path, Father God, and take us off that wide road of destruction. We see the world just It appears that it's going to hell in a handbasket, but God, this is a part of your plan, and you allow these situations in this world today to draw us to you, Father God, that it draws us into you, that we just cry on our knees and cry out to you in prayer, Father God, and we just lift you up right now in the name of Jesus as we worship you at this hour, at this moment. Dear Lord, praying and asking that you would just shower down your love as a continual love and continue to shower down your blessings as you have appointed them to us, Father God, and we just receive them in an abundance, Lord God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy and righteous and matchless name, we pray. Amen and amen. If there's anyone else that wants to give prayer out tonight, please don't let this hour go by. If not, we will close this program. Go right ahead. I hear you on the line. Yes, go right ahead, sir.
51? No, what? Go. I meant 52.
I'm hearing some background noise. sir, if you want to pray, go right ahead and do that. At this moment, we want to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to just go forth across the airways. So if you could, go right ahead and pray. Hello? All right, well, we're going to continue to go in this program. This is going to bring us to the close of Mission from the Heart Radio, and I want to thank so many that have called in and shared tonight. I want to first thank God for allowing me to be his earthen vessel, to have spoke through me tonight, and to have allowed testimonies to be testified tonight that showed his hand of love in their lives and in these situations that were unlovable moments. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity again to be your earthen vessel for you to speak through, Lord God. And I thank you for calling in tonight to have attentive ears to receive those golden nuggets, those beautiful nuggets that you can hold on to and allow to resonate in your heart, that you can grow and go. And for those who have prayed and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, hallelujah. Glory to God. I am so excited that you are now a part of a family that's growing and going, and those are Christ followers, and continue to spread the gospel and allow the love of God to flow from him through you and outward to others, that the word of God will stand forever. And I thank you for tuning in, and this closes our program, Mission from the Heart Radio on kaskmedia.com. Continue to follow the programs on that link. Just type in www.kaskmedia.com. Click on the Listen tab. And if you've missed anything tonight and you want to go back and revisit some of the scriptures, then click on the Listen tab. Click on the day that this program aired at 8 o'clock, Mission from the Heart, and you will see and you can listen. So I thank you again, and this closes the program. Blessed is the Lord, and stay blessed in the Lord, and continue to go forth in the Lord.
Amen.
Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and in health, even as thy soul prosper. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Where we lift the things which came down, the feet ask for your feet. That which is lame, be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 3. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7, 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15, 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 37:10. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the elements of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20, 17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife, and his maidservants, and they bare children. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Second Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:40. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. Thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord deliver them out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13-14, then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14, and then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, for your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a sheaf of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. That shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and thine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, the first commandment of promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, 31 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coats. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish him in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, the people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, looked him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and behold thy plague. While he yet spake, there came to the rulers of the synagogue house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. They were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly, that no man should know him, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of the daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published him, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft time it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up far to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What the word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke 6, chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would be on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sunday, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. An angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him alive and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. While I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said then to him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and watched, and came, seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Annas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead,
and set him at his own
right hand in the heavenly places, far above all.
Yeah, I'm going to see about it. We'll go get everything set up, get out of here, go to bed.
And every name is named.
About 10 or 15 minutes, all I need.
But also in that
no.
Way, and he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel of every creature. He that believeth that shall be saved, but he believeth not shall be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John, the chapter, verse 13 and 14. Whatsoever you shall ask, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts, the third chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who see Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and the bones received strength. And he leaped up to them and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own our holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, God of our fathers, provided his sons immediately in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let go. But he denied the whole one and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto him and killed the man whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name. Now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to him. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you. This is the stone which was set in all of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they mocked, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any. That your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, they yet dead service were. He staggered at the promise of God, but with strong faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded, for his promise was able also to harm. So the faith comes in 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.